Good morning and welcome. My name is Ann Jenny. I'm a member of the Fresno Fair Election Commission. And the Fair Election Commission is a neutral body. We're made up of a broad spectrum of business, education, and religious leaders. Our role in the community is to support and encourage civil interaction and social justice. I've been dismayed to learn that our community hospital is treating its dedicated and hardworking staff so abysmally. This hospital, our hospital, is engaging in practices against the workers that are not only unjust but illegal. In April of this year, the hospital agreed in court to cease and desist from such practices. They agreed to settle the charges that had been filed by the workers against them for their unlawful behavior. All these workers were doing was working for or simply being sympathetic to the formation of a union. Now, the Fair Election Commission takes no position for or against the union. However, the pattern and practice of abusive behavior has continued and intensified. It is morally and socially unacceptable, especially in an organization chartered to support the health and well-being of our community. The pattern and practice of abusive behavior has continued. Lori Carroll, who you will hear from, has been disciplined after bringing questions about staffing levels and patient safety to the attention of her supervisor. Simona Contreras was intimidated by a superior directly as a result of being on a pro-union billboard. These acts are not only illegal, they are morally wrong. Several more workers filed charges last week, and one more will file today. The hospital has broken its promises to the workers and to the community. As a fair witness, I have personally witnessed threats and intimidation from the hospital that are unlawful under the National Labor Relations Act. Remember, federal law gives the workers the right to form, to join, or to assist in the formation of a union. Law gives them the right to choose representatives to bargain on their behalf. The law also gives them the right to act with other employees for their benefit and protection. We strongly recommend that the hospital agree to the free and fair election agreement which we have proposed and which has led to several successful interactions between hospitals and workers around the state of California. Thank you. I'd like to introduce Lori. Oh, I'm sorry. Simona's going first. I'd like to introduce Simona Contreras, who will tell you exactly what she told me about what happened to her at the hospital.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Simona Pérez Contreras. Yo he trabajado de housekeeping aquí en el hospital por más de 4 años y he ayudado en los esfuerzos organizativos para ayudar a formar una unión en el hospital.
Good morning, my name is Simona P. Contreras. I have been a housekeeper here at CRMC for over 4 years and I have been part of the organizing efforts to form a union here at the hospital.
Hace unos meses salí en 2 anuncios de la unión aquí en Fresno. Después de salir los anuncios, se me presentó mi supervisor, Joe Ramos, en mi hora de lunch. Se burló de mí por mis esfuerzos organizativos con la unión y en una forma muy indecente me preguntó si quería ser como César Chávez. No supe cómo reaccionar. Luego me dijo, tú sabes lo que les va a suceder a todos los que están en ese anuncio. Y me hizo así.
A couple of months ago, I appeared on 2 pro-union billboards here in Fresno. After the billboards went up, I was approached by my supervisor, Joe Ramos, at lunch. He teased me about my organizing efforts and in a condescending way asked me if I was trying to be like Cesar Chavez. I wasn't sure how to react. He then said, you know what's going to happen to all those people on the billboard, and he went like this.
Al principio me dio mucho miedo, Me dio miedo de que había perder mi trabajo o tal vez algo peor. Después del miedo inicial, me enojé. El hospital sigue diciendo que tenemos el derecho de formar una unión, pero luego nos intimidan los supervisores. Esto ha sido el comportamiento de los supervisores desde que anunciamos que queríamos una unión.
At first I was very scared. I was scared that I was going to lose my job or worse. After the initial fear, I became upset. The hospital keeps saying that we have the right to form a union, but then we are getting intimidated by our supervisors. This has been management's behavior since we announced that we wanted a union.
Yo decidí no quedarme callada. Solicité un cargo contra el hospital porque no podemos dejar que estas situaciones continúen.
I decided I could not stay silent and allow him to harass me. I filed a charge with the NLRB because we cannot allow these situations to continue.
Originalmente, el hospital dijo que iba a pelear el cargo, pero la semana pasada nos enteramos que decidieron llegar a un acuerdo en vez de ir a corte.
Originally, the hospital said that they were going to fight it, but we just learned earlier last week that they decided to settle rather than go to trial.
Como parte del acuerdo, tienen que poner un aviso por las facilidades del hospital, explicando que no van a seguir con este tipo de comportamiento.
As part of the settlement, they are going to have to post a notice in their facility saying that this behavior will not continue.
La realidad es que no vamos a poder tener una elección justa, porque este comportamiento sigue y va a seguir. Por eso es que le pedimos a los dueños del hospital otra vez que firmen un acuerdo para una elección justa y libre. Necesitamos tener un proceso justo sin intimidación y sin amenazas.
The reality is that we will not be able to have a fair election at Community Medical because this behavior has and will continue. That is why we call upon management again to agree to a free and fair election agreement. There needs to be a fair process without intimidation and fear.
Yo personalmente le pido a todos los empleados que no tengan miedo. Su voto es su voz. Gracias.
Good morning. My name is Lori Carroll, and I work at Community Behavioral Health Center. I've been there 6 years as a behavioral health counselor. And for the last few years, we have brought to the attention of administration some safety issues. We've had many, which has only gotten worse. We've gone through the chain of command as far as requesting help in these needs. The safety issues have been in the last couple of years especially, we've had major injuries of patients and of staff, broken shoulders, back injuries, a choking incident, several things that could probably be and most likely be taken care of if we had better staffing. If the safety issues were taken care of. We had last May formed a petition to ask for some of these safety needs to be taken care of. This was brought to the attention of staff before the petition was turned in that this was going on. There was basically an interrogation. Staff were brought in asking who was passing this petition out. The interrogation went on for maybe a week or so until my name was given, and I was then written up with a warning that if this continued, possibility of termination. And the whole staff became intimidated, frightened to make any other moves. I did not join the group to turn in the petition because of their possibility of letting me go. So I was fearful also. Since that incident, there have been some improvements. They have paid attention to some of the requests we had. There have been some changes. There could still be some more, but they have listened. The problem is the intimidation can still go on, and we would like to see a free, fair election board, or actually the election to be okayed, signed by community hospitals, so that we can continue fairly talking of union issues, of safety issues, without the intimidation. So this is what we are asking for. Thank you.
Thank you both for your courage to appear today. I know it was difficult. Let me correct one thing. I misspoke. The hospital settled, not in court, but during an administrative, it was probably an ALJ, administrative law judge. As a community, we have both the right and the responsibility to insist that this hospital comply with the law. We also have the right to insist that this hospital behave in a fashion that is just and equitable. The Fair Election Commission believes that the hospital needs to agree to the standards of a free and fair election agreement. It is a matter of both human decency and moral justice. Thank you.